This is Rabbi Nissan Elbrun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Thursday, March 21st, 2024. We will finish Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, 21a, second section, the green text. It was not a mistake that we skipped 2 days. It was on the spreadsheet that way. Not sure why it was on the spreadsheet that way, but such is life. But we did not miss any Gemara. So Rav Nachman Yosef B'Tananisa Kuli Yom D'Kippure. Right, Rav Nachman was sitting in fast on the entire day of Yom Kippur, as we would expect. La Ursa Asahu Gavret. So at night, towards the end of Yom Kippur, right, this guy comes, and he says, Amar Leh, he says, L'macha Yom Rabba B'ma Rabba. Right, tomorrow is a great day in the West. It's Yom Kippur. The guy's like, oh my God, I fasted the wrong day. I got to fast again. Right, poor Rav Nachman. So Amar Leh Mehechaas, right, from where are you from? So Amar Leh Me Dimharia. I'm from the place called Dimharia. I guess trustworthy people live there. So Amar Leh Dam Tehe Achriso. Right, you literally, right, my end will be blood. You're killing me, buddy. You're killing me. What do I have to fast another day? So Kari Aleh, right, he calls out about this guy and this situation. Kalim Hayu Rodfenu. Right, swift were the ones coming after us. I mean, you came so quickly. Now I have to fast 2 days in a row. If you were a little bit slower, I could have had a little food in between. Could have broke my fast. And then started the next day. Okay, so now, new item. Shalach le Rav Huna bar Avin le Rava. Rav Huna bar Avin says, to Rav Akad Chazis, de Mashcha Tkufas Teves Ad Shitzar Ben Isa. When you see that the Tkufa of Teves, right, that the winter season is extending until the 16th of Nisan. We're not yet hit the spring equinox. Abrala hishasa, you got to make that year into a leap year, add another Adar, and don't worry about it at all. Right? There's no concern. You don't need any other justification for making a leap year other than this. Right? How do you know? Dichsiv, it says, Shamor es chodesh ha'aviv. Right? You have to keep this holiday of Pesach, right, in the month of the spring. It's going to be in the spring, right? So number one, that's sufficient reason to make the year a leap year, because it's got to be in the spring. Shamor, you guard it, you make sure, right? And they learn from there, the limud is Shmor Aviv Shel Tkufa, right? The make sure that the spring, Equinox Shei B'Chodesh Nisan, it has to be right in the beginning of the month of Nisan. Now, Armalahu Rav Nachman Lahani Nachose Yamas. Rav Nachman says to the people who are going down into the sea, so they're going to be on a boat. Now, what do you do when you're on a boat? No, there's no messengers. Nobody's coming to tell you, right? You cannot download, you can't go on MyZmanim and get your little boat. Right now they have airline, you know, charts where you can figure out what the Zmanim are and what days they are. Obviously, back in the day, no such thing. How do you find out when to keep Pesach? That's an important question. So, says Rav Nachman to the people who go down to the sea, Asun de lo yad'isu b'kfiyah d'yarcha, you guys who don't know the setting of the, right, the setting of the moon, you're not going to get a calendar or a messenger. Ki chazisu sihara d'mashlim yoma, when you see, right, that there is a moon that literally fills the day, but the moon is visible from sunset to sunrise. Ba'iru chamira, you should burn biur chametz. Right, chamira is your chametz. Make sure you burn your chametz, because that's going to be the middle of the month. Then the Gemara says, "Wait a minute, emas mashlim. When do we see that that's true? Ba'chamisar, that's the 15th of the month. That's too late. Ba'anan me'arbisar ba'arina. Right, we burn our chametz on Arbisar, right, Arba Asar, on the 14th. So how can it be? You're going to tell them to burn their chametz on Pesach. That's terrible. So the Gemara says, no, l'didhu d'megali l'hu alma, to the people who are literally out in the ocean. The world is open and revealed to them. Me'arbisar mashlim, there, that, you know, moon thing happens on the 14th. I don't know how astrologically that works. I have absolutely no idea. But that, the Gemara says, is the way the seafarers would figure out when Pesach is. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.